Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Frederick Penny, there we go. Cal's helping us out. There we go. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is January 15th, 2022, in a beautiful, beautiful West Coast sunshine today. We love being in the West Coast. We love the East Coast, Midwest, too. Denise Dirks is my co-host with our producer, Cal Hunter. Three-time Emmy Award nominated, but sorry, never a winner. We love you, Cal, but we're going to get you a nomination someday.
Well, for obvious reasons, but anyway.
Yes, and if you want to call into the show, call 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. We're going to have a wonderful show today. Remember, we are not talking about anything super important, but you know what? It's the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. So don't set your expectations high because we got Cal here. You know, you can't really put it super high when Cal's our producer.
Hey,
but you know what? We've got Denise Dirks, our power.
I'm here and I can hear you, you know.
That's exactly right. We've got Denise, our power woman here and our power lawyer. Appreciate her being here. Todd is out today because he's not feeling too good. We're going to talk about the Rust and Alec Baldwin latest, what's going on with the lawsuit, the subpoenas about the phone and what happened in the shooting. We're going to talk about Robert Durst. We've talked about him so many times. We're also going to talk about Prince Andrew's latest. We're going to talk about the Maxwell case, LAPD. This LAPD that these officers get fired. You're going to die when you hear why they got fired. We're also going to talk about a fight over a billion-dollar estate. Let me repeat it with a B, and it's a family that's fighting over. They're suing each other. We're going to talk about that. But remember, it's very important if you want to call in or you want to go to our website. It's RadioLawTalk.com. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook and all that stuff. We love having everybody here to listen to Radio Law Talk. But here's the most important thing, right? We're sitting here and we've got some young men that have decided to come and see what it's like to be on a national show. We've got Alec, Jace, Jack, and Ryder. And Ruben, these young men here are seeing what it's like to be live on radio. Denise, you walked in and you're like, what the heck are these boys
doing? I know. It was full in here. And I'm like, wow, what's going on?
We got some boys in here. They're helping do some
new security, aren't they?
Yeah, security for me because I'm so famous, right? Yeah.
No. They're security to keep him from the donuts that are here.
Did the donuts show up finally?
Yes.
Oh, guys, boys, leave me a couple donuts, all right? Don't be eating the donuts, all right? But we're going to have a great time. But the most important thing is why people are here, right, Cal? What are people here for? They're here for one reason, well, one reason only. What are they here for?
Among this right here. This could be a
case or no case.
Play case or no case.
Yay!
Now, we're going to start off with this guy right here.
Waterloo.
The name on his birth certificate reads Thomas Stonewall Jackson. Now, with
Thomas
a name like Stonewall Jackson, he's destined.
Yeah.
He's destined for country music stardom, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So he had a couple of hits, nothing huge, but then Stonewall got picked up by the bastion of country music, the Grand Old Opry.
Okay.
And he was booked for recurring performances, regular intervals, regular enough that they were his full-time employer, and they bought him health insurance and other things like that. Then the Opry got a new manager, Pete Fisher. And all of a sudden, Fisher started cutting down on Stonewall's performances. They cut so deeply that Stonewall was no longer a full-time employee and lost the medical insurance that he had through them. And that started costing him a little money, and it started making him really angry. One of Stonewall's biggest fans was an attorney who saw what was happening from the outside. Somehow Mr. Jackson got together with the attorney to discuss the question, do I have an age discrimination case or no case. And so, Fred Penny, I'm going to ask you this, since you're the guy here, and you've got guests in the studio. They want to hear how well you elucidate on this, case or no case.
Can you guys hear what he just said? You can hear it? Okay. So that what we do here, those of you joining in Alabama, we got two new affiliates, and one in Alabama and one in Illinois. The case or no case, Cal tries to stump us, right? And what he does is he gives us a case, and we have to determine whether or not it's a case. And if it is a case or not a case, we got to say. And then if it is a case, we got to say the outcome. And we have points that Denise and I and Todd, the person with the most points, 50 points at the end, not this one, but in general, has to buy dinner for everybody. So that's where we're doing. So I got to figure out if this is a real case. And I think it is a real case, because this is all about psychosomatic stuff, because Cal, it's not about whether or not it's a real case. What is my producer doing? Is he sitting on the bathroom toilet thinking of something to trick us on? Hey. But no, I truly believe this is a case. But it's Thomas Stonewall Jackson. That's what little threw me off, Cal. But I truly think that this has got to be a case. Now, what's the outcome? Age discrimination, and this is in Tennessee, right? So yep. I don't know what Tennessee law is. So I can't, you know, for all my our affiliates and people in Tennessee. And you know what? Our former, who's gone today, right? Our illustrious Todd Cuden, who is a former prosecutor for Tennessee District Attorney's Office, one of the counties out there. So I'm going to say it's a case. And he loses for age discrimination. He loses.
Okay. By the way, I just want to remind you that Stonewall Jackson had Waterloo as a hit, BJ the DJ, and had scored, in fact, 23 consecutive country singles. He wasn't a superstar, but he was a solid star.
That's pretty
star.
Good, dude.
Denise Dirks, what do you say, case or no case?
Well, I think that you got nostalgic over the last few days, and you've listened to a lot of old-time country music.
Well, I do.
Right. And I think that this guy's an interesting figure, and I think that it's made up. I don't think it's a case at all. Well, you didn't tell me how old he was, so how can we determine if it's age discrimination? I think there's not enough facts.
I would be glad to tell you. The 75-year-old singer filed the lawsuit that year, and when he passed from this earth, he was 89.
So you said he filed the lawsuit that year.
Ooh, he just slipped. No, you have to stick with what you already said. You said no case.
No, he said, let me tell you.
But
he's
said
given
no
me
case.
Additional facts.
Oh, Denise.
I was being cross-examined. Fred, what can I do?
No, Denise, she already gave her answer was no.
That's true. She did.
Okay. Denise, are you going to stick? You can do a motion for reconsideration.
No, I am a female. I have the right to change my mind no matter what I want. You guys heard that old one,
okay.
Right? No, you know what? I'm going to keep this. I'm going to say it's no
all
case.
Right. All right. So hold on. Ryder, come here.
All right, there we go. So now we're
Ryder. We got the boys in here. This is live radio. Ryder, just case or no case? You don't have to go
case or case. Case or no case? Ryder, what do you think?
I'm going to say it is a case.
Okay, Ryder says it's a case. Jack's going to come over. Jack, is it a case or not a case?
I'm going to say it's a case because I don't want to pay for dinner.
Okay, Jace, come on over.
Sound like
Jace is going to come and get ready, Alec.
And case and who wins, that's the key. Yeah.
Case?
Yeah, I'm going to say case, too.
All right, he said case. Alec?
It's sounding like a case.
Mm-hmm. And wait, tell me again your name again.
Ruben,
come here.
I'll be contrary and say no case.
Oh, Ruben says no case. All right, when we come back, we're going to find out if the boys are right or if Denise is right. And I'm so glad Denise
and Ruben are right.
Denise and Ruben are right. And if Denise stuck to her guns, Cal, and decided, look, what I said, I'm not going to do a motion for reconsideration.
Yeah, because I thought that I was trying to be tricked by Mr. Cal Hunter.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you have any questions, 855-529-7234, or look us up on Facebook or Instagram at Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah, just stay tuned. As Fred said, there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up, right here on many of your favorite local radio stations, and, of course, streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Hold on.
Available 19.
That's much better. Much better.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, and Denise Dirk sitting here with Cal Hunter. We've had some great guests, some young men that wanted to see what it was like to be on live radio. So we had Case or No Case, talked about Thomas Stonewall Jackson. That was a country singer at the Grand Ole Opry. And as he sang, they somehow let him go. And he alleged age discrimination. And Denise said it was not a case. I said it is a case. And he lost. Again, we don't know Tennessee law. We're not saying we do. But this is case or no case. We just want to hear what happened, Cal. Let us know.
Sure. Well, Stonewall Jackson, you know, the guy that cut his performances said, you know, Stonewall, country music is passing you by. There are a lot younger acts coming online. And so Stonewall said, well, what do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to appear less and become a part-time employee. And he said, that's just not going to work. So those of you who said this was a case, who was that? That was Fred.
Fred.
Well, congratulations, Fred.
Yes. Yes. Denise, I hate to say it, but she said a word that was just in her mouth. It was a mouth word.
It just started with a D.
Yeah, that was not that bad.
Darn. She just said darn.
Darn it. She goes, no, it was G. Willikers. Darn.
Well,
and, okay, Cal, tell us what happened.
He filed for $10 million in actual and $10 million in punitive. It turns out that they settled with him, but we don't know for how much. So he got the victory, he got the money, and he got the gold records, and he has the career, even though he was on a downward slide. And that, friends, is...
That's a good one, Cal.
Thank you. Case or no case.
So Fred gets one point.
1 point. Because he won. He settled. Cal, did it say the date of this? What year? Or the 80s? The 90s?
It was, let's see. He died at the age of 89 last year. So
it's probably in the 2000s.
Yeah, he was 75 when he filed it, I would imagine.
Yeah.
It was in the early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Okay, good.
Rest his soul, Stonewall Jackson. Next hour, I'm going to do something that I've never done. I'm going to go to law school and take you with me.
I want to do that, Cal.
That's next hour on Case or No Case.
Good job. 855 Law Radio if you want to call in. 855-529-7234. Sometimes people want to ask some questions or give us some examples of some stuff they want to hear. info@radiolawtalk.com. And thank you. We do receive people that say, hey, will you talk about this, or that? Sometimes we can and sometimes we can't, and we apologize. We can't get to all the topics everybody wants to talk about. But we're always talking about the latest things going on. And this Alec Baldwin Rust thing, we're going to get into the Maxwell issue and what's going on in the Maxwell case latest, and then talk about Robert Durst after talking about Alec Baldwin. This, those of you who have been living under a rock, is about a case that Alec Baldwin was in New Mexico on the Rust. It's called Rust. It was a movie that they were filming, and he was on the set and was just practicing shooting a gun that had a supposed blank in it, or not a blank, but there's two types. There's a blank and there's a, I'll think about it, like a dummy round. But anyway, it actually was a real round, and when he shot the camera crew.
The cinematographer,
the camera crew, and then it ricocheted off and hit another individual, one of the producers. She died. And it was a sad, sad thing. Alex Baldwin clearly was upset. And it was supposed to be a blank in there, or, not a real round. And things are just blowing up right now. Nobody's been arrested. But what's happened are two things. And this is what I'm going to jump on Alec Baldwin's side. And this is why those of you who don't understand legal issues or the law. So Alec Baldwin is in New York. The police department has issued a warrant for Alec Baldwin's cell phone. But they are based in New Mexico. You can't just, under the law, go tell someone if you're in New Mexico, in New York, they have to give you something. There's processes you have to go through. And so Alec Baldwin's lawyers, they have subpoenaed they want his cell phone. And people are ripping on him, aren't you, cooperating? Well, Alec Baldwin has a lawyer. The lawyer is doing what's best for his client, which they're supposed to do. And they said, they've officially come out and said that they are going to turn it over within the next week. But don't forget, this is his personal cell phone. It has stuff on there that has nothing to do with Rust or this case. And there's a lot of private information on there. So for the police department to say, give me your cell phone, especially a police department that's in another state, there are processes you have to go through, right? And that's what, and everyone's kind of jumping down his throat saying, why don't you turn the cell phone over? It's working through the process.
Yeah, the process is that the police have to get a search warrant. That search warrant has to have probable cause. It has to actually be limited to just the information that they seek from that cell phone. So, of course, you would not just turn over your phone. You would wait for that warrant to come down for your attorneys to review it so that you can have them, when you turn over your cell phone, you know the limits of where they can go in that information.
And not just that, it's the states. You can't go to another state and demand it. There's also process. I wish Todd was here. He knows more about this than we do. But you can't just subpoena something in another state. And it comes now. You're going to eventually get it, but there are processes, right? And it's slow. It's not just now. If he's in New Mexico and lives in New Mexico, and they do it, it's quicker because they have jurisdiction, Denise, in New Mexico. They don't. The New Mexico, the police department there does not have jurisdiction in New York. And they're trying to get the New York Police Department to help them, you know, help them with this, and that's what they're in the process of doing. But you're right.
So
Denise,
does it go from DA to DA or something like that?
That I'm, you know, I love to say that I know everything, but this is where you talk to Todd about stuff like this. So
I imagine,
you know,
that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's a little bit interesting how it works, but it's not that easy. So we're going to continue to talk more about this when we come back from the break, but. Doggone it, you know, they're going through the process. He's got a lawyer. The lawyers are working with the DAs. They're not hiding stuff that I understand, that I know. And I'm going to talk about what Alec Baldwin's lawyer is probably doing right now. We'll be right back after this.
I also know you'll get into what exactly the limits are on those things. As you mentioned, you kind of touched on it, but I think that's a pretty interesting area, and I hope we can talk about that coming back on Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny and Denise Dirks, and, of course, you. And we appreciate your listening. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden White House is accusing Russia of plotting what it calls a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. Here's Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We have information that indicates Russia has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives.
Psaki then cited U.S. intelligence that Russia already has undercover operatives in Ukraine, and she warned about harsh economic consequences if Russia was to send troops into that nation.
A private funeral was held yesterday for comedian Bob Saget at the Mount Sinai Memorial Park Cemetery in Los Angeles, with many of his Full House co-stars there, including John Stamos. Saget was found dead in his Florida hotel room last Sunday at 65. And this is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You better listen to us.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com. .com.
We're back talking about the Alec Baldwin case and the Rust case. So, a couple of things. Alec Baldwin has, in January, came out and spoke about what happened, and he's alleging that he never pulled the trigger, that it just went off, that it wasn't him that pulled the trigger. But, what we're trying to bring out, what Denise and I are trying to bring out, is the fact that just because they've subpoenaed his cell phone does not mean that he has to give it over, because there's a lot of privacy issues there. And if he does give it over, there's a lot of things that his lawyer should do. And again, we wish Todd was here, because he's got more details about the criminal aspect of it. Because there's two aspects. Don't forget, there's the criminal aspect. If they're gonna bring a criminal case against somebody on the set, and the answer is they haven't done that yet because they're investigating, or whether there's gonna be civil lawsuits. Yes, there's gonna be civil lawsuits. We're gonna get into that in a minute. But the issue is he's got a lot of his private stuff on there, and his lawyers may or may not, what I would be thinking is they probably had some experts, or may not have, look at the phone, and make sure that, okay, here's the part. Because, it gets complicated when you get the electronic stuff. Not just the lawyer's assistant's going to look at it. And Denise determined, okay, what is relevant and what isn't relevant? We're not just going to hand over the phone and hand you everything. At least if I was his lawyer, that's what I'd be saying. You're not getting the whole phone. You can have it, but only portions that you bring your motion to show and say what it is, because they can quash the warrant, and that's what the I would think they'd be doing. But I bet what's happening behind the scenes, Denise, is it been this long since what they subpoenaed, I think, the first part of December? Why has it been this long? Probably behind the scenes, his lawyers and the DAs and the prosecutors are talking about, okay, what are you going to allow to look at? What are you not going to allow? What are we going to let, you know, your expert? They probably have a couple of experts, you know, holding the phones together. But the bizarre thing, Denise, that I saw is, and there's, I've seen pictures, and they don't know this is true. They said, oh, look at Alec Baldwin. He's talking on his phone and using it now. It might be a new phone he's got. We don't know. He might just have changed that one, set it aside, right, and got a new phone. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it would have been wise to do that just because it's protecting evidence.
Yes.
You know, and then he's not creating new evidence.
That's
exactly. So do you think they would go through that one message at a time and say, yep, nope, for example, that's to his wife or that's to his lawyer, I can't use that one. I mean, would they do that one message at a time or just do a blanket category?
You know what, they might have to have a judge in camera review it, to be honest with you. So they could. What's going to end up happening more than likely is that because what we found out is that the Santa Fe authorities have contacted the local authorities where Baldwin's home is, and they got involved as the sheriffs of that. So they got involved in it. And what I think you're going to find is that they're going to copy the whole phone. And then there's going to be kind of a fight over what parts the police can look at and what parts it cannot. And there'll be some limitations brought. And probably even in advance of producing the phone, they probably have already limited to what is relevant in the warrant. And there probably have been little backstory fights with regard to that. But once the police are able to copy the whole phone, because that's what they will do, then they will be able to look at it and all that. And remember, they get to keep the phone for as long as the investigation is ongoing.
Yeah, I think, though, that, you know, if a judge grants the warrant in New Mexico, as a lawyer, I'd be fighting it. I'd be saying, okay, I'm not just going to hand over the phone. Do they want to look at from the day of the accident or incident on forward, look at what's on the phone there? Okay, let's do that. But you're not going to look at the phone for everything prior to that, right? Or let's say let's say on a worst case or best case scenario, from the date they started filming, you know, maybe the month before the incident, you know, you're not going to go back 2-3 years ago, my private discussions with my wife, my children, my lawyer that might be on that cell phone, right?
Yes.
And then Denise, what about the texts or phone calls that he made after the incident to his lawyer?
Well, that's going to be protected by the attorney-client privilege.
Right.
So those are the things that will have to be probably privilege logs created that will exclude the police's review
right.
of that data on the phone.
Now, if he texted his wife,
right.
would that be her testifying against him and therefore be exempt? It's probably a dumb question, but I'm just thinking out loud.
No, there's a spousal privilege in almost every single state, and that spousal privilege means that a spouse cannot be compelled to testify against their spouse. So I would say no, the privilege is going to apply and protect that communication. So I would say that that is going to be outside of the scope of what the police are going to be able to look at as well. What they're looking at is any evidence of maybe prior accidents on the set.
Or him texting going, hey, we're having problems here.
Yeah, or him texting somebody and saying, look, I just shot somebody, you know, or him making a phone call to someone saying, you know, oh, my God, call my lawyer because I just shot somebody. You know, these are going to be important things because they're right there contemporaneously with the act that happened.
But let's assume he said that. That doesn't mean this was an accident. We're all going to probably agree this was an accident. Nobody.
Yes.
I don't think Alec was trying to shoot anybody, right? It comes down to even if he said something like that, that doesn't mean he meant to shoot her or was, you know, doing anything that he thought maybe there was a blank in there, right?
Yeah.
We can get into all the details of this are very interesting.
Yeah, there were several accidents that had occurred prior to this
right.
on the set, but they had all been accidents with blanks.
Right.
They were not live rounds at all. And because there were two or three different times somebody had accidentally had the gun go off, but luckily it was blanks and nobody was injured. But it still is dangerous. A blank can injure somebody. It's not like it doesn't hurt you. If it's close enough to a person, it's going to cause some damage.
Just as we did on the John Eric Hexum case or no case when he fired a blank into his head and the wadding went into his brain and took his life.
Right. That was right. A case or no case.
And I do believe Bruce Lee something like that happened with Bruce Lee, too. It was like a, not Bruce,
Bruce's
his son.
His son
right. That was just joking around and didn't realize how dangerous it
was. Okay, Brandon, right? So here's, Brandon. So here's the deal. I looked this up. So there's a difference between a blank and a dummy round. They were using dummy rounds here. A dummy round still looks like a real. I looked at the pictures on the internet. It still looks like a bullet, right? And it's got the bullet looks similar, but how you tell the difference is somehow when you shake it, it rattles. And that's a round that's a dummy, that is a dummy round. A blank round, you don't have like the projectile in the end, it's squeezed off. I mean, it's very obvious the difference. But a dummy round, it's hard to tell the difference between a real one and a dummy one. And the difference is the dummy one has no gunpowder in it, right? So it's very, very difficult for like Alec or anyone else to determine unless you're an expert at this and you understand, you know, how to do this, right? Or how to determine whether or not it's a dummy round or not. But these were dummy rounds they were using. Why do they use dummy rounds? They use dummy rounds to make it look real while it's in the gun, right? The film is, the video is taking of a gun, and if it shows that there's no round in there, it's just like it's just a crimped off, you know, shell, it just doesn't look as real. So they use the dummy rounds. So, there's a lot about that issue that I think they're going to be giving the phone to the New Mexico and I think behind the scenes, I don't know exactly, I'm going to tell you that, but I think the DAs and Alec's lawyers have been negotiating what you're going to get, what you're going to keep, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. They probably, you know, the smart way is to agree, okay, you get your expert and our expert, hand it over together, you know, the phone and make sure nothing's changed electronically. And you're not going to get everything that's on that phone. So I think that's why it's been since the beginning of December until now they're finally getting this thing resolved, Denise. I think that's what happens.
Yeah, and it sounds like people are pointing their fingers at each other now, and there's more warrants coming out, by the way.
Yeah, there's more. So when we come back, what I want to talk about next, Denise and I are going to talk about the lawsuit. This what lawsuit? The actual handler of the gun, the person that's her name's Hannah. She, her name is Gutierrez Reed, sued the company that supplied the dummy rounds. And they're based out of New Mexico, and the guy's name is Kennedy, Seth Kennedy, and his company is called PDQ Arm and Prop LLC. They've sued them, saying, and we're going to go over all the details of what type of lawsuit she's bringing against them. Again, this is not the person that got shot. This is the person that's in charge of the set. We'll be right back.
Fascinating. That's coming up next on Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny and Denise Dirks. And, of course, you stay there because the show will continue in just a bit.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is no fun.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
We're back talking about the Rust case and the allegation. Denise, go ahead and tell us what you thought about what was happening. There's a lawsuit. Tell about the lawsuit that's going on.
Okay, there's a lawsuit where Hannah Gutierrez Reed, she has now sued the supplier of the dummy ammunition.
And who's she? Who is she?
She's the armor that was on set at the Rust. She was the one that was supposed to be in charge of all the arms. And she's also a daughter of a very famous armorer who's been forever an armorer and very well respected. And her dad allegedly said, and which opened the door for a lot of more investigation.
And this, by the way, I don't want to interrupt these, but this is all allegations.
Allegations.
And this is the facts are flying everywhere. We're just talking about what is going on and the allegations in the lawsuit that you can read the lawsuit against Kennedy and his company Kenny and his company by Gutierrez Reed. And that's what we're looking at.
Right. Well, her father initially said, hey, I worked on another set with Mr. Kenny. And in that set, we had both dummy and live rounds, and I gave those back to him. And so that opened the door to looking at this, the person that supplied all of the rounds, if you will, the dummy rounds to the Rust set. And, in fact, warrants have issued for him to provide the information about his supply chain.
Kenny.
And that is now one of the things that's going on is now his warrants getting addressed. But to get in front of the whole thing, Hannah Gutierrez Reese, the armor on Rust set, she sued Kenny. So why did she do that? She did it in advance of really anything else coming down because she wants to get ahead of it. She wants to try to avoid suit. If she gets sued for negligence or whatever could happen on the set, then she's got a reason now to defer suits to him. And her allegations are that he supplied both the dummy and the live rounds, and he did not let her know that there were live rounds, and that he is at fault in how the live rounds got onto the set.
They're also going to argue, though, that it was the assistant David Hall didn't follow proper. She's arguing he didn't follow the proper protocol prior to handing the gun to Alec Baldwin. He should have called her, Gutierrez Ruiz, these are allegations that she already left the set because no one was using the guns and Hall kept it in his possession. But she's arguing, look, Mr. Hall, assistant director, the minute you give Alec Baldwin a gun, you need to call me, and I need to come and double-check that gun.
Right, and follow the protocol that's mandatory
whenever
you have guns on the set.
And here's me, just, and we're going to get into a couple of things on this. But to me, Denise, why is it when you are using a gun and there is a video camera and they want to see the flash of the gun and they want to, at times, the video is of the barrel of the gun. Why isn't it set up that a person behind the camera has some sort of, there's bulletproof glass they can have, a little sheet that protects them if they're shooting a gun toward them or aiming a gun toward them, that they've got the camera and around the camera somehow, which could be easily done, there's bulletproof glass. Right?
Well, maybe there should be additional safety precautions.
That's what I'm saying.
For sure.
Why don't they do that?
But that's not the standard in the industry.
And I agree, but
so
I think this might change it.
Well, it could. This could change it. Well, always, any kind of a negligent type case will change things. You know, when you find out that something was inferior or you operated something in a way that was negligent, it does help. That's why lawsuits are very good. That's why attorneys do a really good job in our environment, because we do help things get better. So we do, by bringing up the acts of negligence or the acts of wrongdoing, we do bring up ways that it could have been safer, it could be safer, you know, and it helps to change the industry standards.
Yes.
So lawyers do a good deed.
Yeah, we love lawyers. I mean, anyway, but here's the other interesting thing. She argues also that she was juggling multiple jobs at once, and it was difficult for her. She also, Ms. Gutierrez, the armorist, and she's also noted that the rounds she put in the gun, she specifically put four in there, right? And then put another, and she knew that they were dummy rounds because you shake them and you can hear them, they rattle. And then she apparently put another dummy round and then another one that couldn't fit somehow. So, but long story short, the last time she touched it, and it, apparently they had a lunch break, they had all the rounds in there were dummy rounds, were in there. And that's what her argument is. And she said they clearly should have called her prior to anything occurring, right?
If they're going to use armory at all, they should have called her for another protocol check.
That's exactly right. And so, and her argument is, in her civil complaint, is that had Hall called her or summoned her to supervise before handing it to Alec Baldwin, it would have been a safe gun. There would have been, she would have found this supposed round that was in there. She would have found it. And that's actually all good for Alec Baldwin, too, right? That he's, you know, if she would have been there and he just relied on his producer and assistant director or producer, and he relied on the armorist, right? And so Alec Baldwin's like, I can't, you know, do any, what else am I supposed to do? Some people are going to argue, well, you should have checked. How would Alec Baldwin have known?
Yeah, but right? The protocol is he's supposed to check.
But how does he know the difference between, does Alec Baldwin
trained. You're trained okay. When you're on that set.
I don't know that. I don't know that he's not an expert at, I'm not jumping on his side, but I'm just arguing both sides. He's not an expert at determining what is a dummy round and what isn't. That's not his job, right? And so, yes, safety protocol is do this, do that, but as the actor, you're supposed to rely on, you know, those who are taking care of that. Now, I guess Alec Baldwin could have argued, you know, oh, did Gutierrez look at this gun? You know, ask Hall. Did she look at the gun? And Hall could have said, yeah, she just looked at it, you know, prior to lunch, and the possession has been, you know, to us the whole time. So, but here's the interesting thing, more than any of this stuff that I want to bring up. What's going to happen in these civil lawsuits? And I want you guys to think about this. What's going to happen? Do you think Kenny or Gutierrez, during their deposition, are going to testify, Denise? In the civil case?
In the civil case, no. They're probably, because of the ongoing investigation, they'll probably have to plead the fifth.
That's exactly right. They're going to plead the fifth because they're not going to incriminate themselves in any way.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is Gutierrez Reed is bringing this civil lawsuit. Does she plead the fifth? You know? Does she plead the fifth? Does Hall plead the fifth? Because let me tell you right now, Hall, the assistant director, they're going to subpoena him up for a deposition in this civil lawsuit. And he's going to have to plead the fifth, I would think. So everyone's lawyering up, and they'll probably everybody will be pleading the fifth. The weird thing is Gutierrez Reed, does she plead the fifth? Because she brought the lawsuit, Denise. She brought the lawsuit.
Yeah, but that's the interesting thing, because what we know is some jurisdictions will say, if she can't testify, we're dismissing her suit. Because she can't testify, where's the evidence? And but that's not nationwide. That's only certain areas. We saw that with Kevin Spacey and his accuser, that his suit got dismissed exactly for that reason, because he had to end up pleading the fifth and all of his testimony had to be stricken.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. What I predict is that it's probably going to get stayed pending the investigation, the outcome of the investigation. I don't see that it's going to get rushed to a decision. And there's time for them to do that. They've got about a year, you know, depending on which jurisdiction she sued in and their fast track rules or whatever for civil trials.
But does she always plead the fifth? I mean, because don't forget, things can happen. Go back to the Cosby trial, right? Right? Remember what happened in the Cosby trial? He had a civil case and he wouldn't say anything. And then they said, you go ahead and say something in the civil case and we're going to protect you. You won't be prosecuted. He didn't necessarily plead the fifth. But I'm saying, do you protect yourself for long term? Right? And that's the question about Gutierrez Reed. I'm talking long term criminal prosecution and Kenny and Hall. So
I think Kenny and Hall will plead the fifth. I don't see Gutierrez necessarily needs to, because she wasn't right there at the time, and she had left it in somebody else's possession.
But she's in charge of it, so
they didn't call her.
Yeah, you're right. No, I'm not jumping on anyone's sides. We're going to be back hour two. We're going to talk about Maxwell and a lot of other things. Join us hour two.
Thank you, Fred. And hour number two of Radio Law Talk is coming right up at 6 minutes after the next hour. Should your local radio station decline to cover the next hour of Radio Law Talk, you can always pick it up at RadioLawTalk.com, and yes, it's free.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.